Aircheckdownloads.com.
Digital quality.
On DAB Digital Radio.
Through your TV.
Sky Channel 0121.
Online.
CapitalGoals.com. Across Kent. Capital Goals.
The new Wembley Stadium's a winner, and so are Chelsea.
Capital Goals.
Mike Sweeney takes you back.
Back to the 60s.
It's the decade we know best. Mike Sweeney's 60s Classics.
It's Capital Goal with Mike Sweeney, and I'm hoping that the next 4 hours of great music will lift my spirits, and I'm sure that it will after losing the cup final. I wasn't in the best of fettle earlier on, but never mind. We'll let the music do the talking. And, of course, in this, the first hour of the 60s, we have Biggie Smalley's, and we have, of course, the very big ones to kick off with, the 1, a 2, and a 3. Capital Goal with me, Mike Sweeney, and a 1, 2, and a 3 kicking off Sweeney's 60s classics. And of course, for the next 2 hours, that's where we're going to be. And real biggies, the Stones, and the first of their 11 top three hit records, was a cover version of Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away, and in the March of 64, it peaked at number 3. The Troggs peaked this very day in 66 at number 2 with Wild Thing, which is an American number 1 for them. And Jerry and the Pacemakers in the April of 1963 had How Do You Do It, toppermost of the poppermost, and that was the first of their 3 consecutive chart toppers. And of course, it's our habit, and one that I'm delighted with, and one, by the way, that you seem to be happy with as well, which I'm really chuffed about. We play minor hit records on Sweeney's 60s classics, and around this time every week we play you a song that made the UK top 50 but didn't make the UK top 20. My selection this week charted in the April of 1962. Stayed on the chart for 3 weeks, and was the first of 2 minor hit records enjoyed by Shane Fenton's backing group, the Fentones. Capital Goal with Mike Sweeney, and our first minor hit record of the programme. This is Sweeney's 60s Classics, which forms the first 2 hours of Sweeney Saturday Night, and you and I, of course, we're together for 4 hours every Saturday from 9 through to 1 o'clock on a Sunday. The song was called The Mexican. The band were the Fentones, who were Shane Fenton's backing group. They had 2 minor hit records in 1962, and the first of those was The Mexican, which made number 41 in the April of 62 and spent 3 weeks on the chart. I'm trying to think, really, because I always try and give a reason as to why a record could only make the 50 but not the 20. That is a bit of a mystery. I mean, it's a brilliantly played record. If I'd have told you that was The Shadows, I think you would have said, yeah, that's The Shadows. They're on the same record label, of course, as The Shadows on EMI. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the only reason that I can give is that Shane Fenton's records tended to be relatively minor hit records, and maybe the profile of Shane and the band could have been higher, and maybe the promotion of the band could have been better from EMI. I think a year later, I could have explained away a minor hit record position for that song, because, of course, it would have sounded old hat in 63, but not in the April of 1962. It sounded very, very cool. I remember at the time jiving to it. So there's this week's minor hit record. Next, we have for you 4 brilliant top 10 hit records from Cliff, the Yardbirds, the Foremost, and this, the first hit record to make the top 10 for the Fortunes. It's Capital Goal with me, Mike Sweeney. Cliff Richard's Lucky Lips was the 16th top 10 hit record for Cliff, and was number 4 on the charts this week in 1963. Over Under Sideways Down was the 5th and last top 10 hit record enjoyed by the Yardbirds in the July of 66. It peaked at number 10. The Foremost and A Little Loving will have their 2nd and last top 10 hit record with that, and it was number 6 on the charts this day in 1964. And in 1965, the Fortunes had their first hit record, number 4 with Here It Comes Again. So 4 great top 10 hit records. We move on next, of course, though, with this week's rarity, and this week's 60s rock chicks. And can I just say that I've had an absolute raft of stuff in from you, both by text, of course, 80038, and of course by email and by letter. This week's rarity is going to be chosen by Dave Hussle, and Dave lives in Knaresborough in North Yorkshire. David, A very, 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 very good evening to you. Dave Husson has chosen this week's rare record. But can I say hello to Mike and Pat in the Loire Valley in France? Can I say hello to Jim Greaves living in Canterbury? Can I also say hello to Bernard Atkinson in France? And from Almira in southern Spain to Barry Wilson. And all of those communicants are trying to get records played on the programme, which are at the moment finding hard to trace. But I'll try and do my very, very best. But keep your emails coming in. capitalgold.com/Mike Sweeney or capitalgold.com/60s classics. You can write to me, as David has done for tonight's rare record. And of course, as always, you can text me to 80038. Our 60s rock kicks are the Shangri-Las, and our 60s rarity from the Equals on its way.
This is the station where great music lives. For great fun, chances to win, and great songs across Kent on 12:42 and 6:03 a.m. Capital Gold.
The Who live at Wembley.
You know, I'd never realised. I mean, I've not played that record before on this programme. Not played it for ages, anyway, and I hadn't realised how much the riff was, shall we say, appropriated from a Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones. This week's rarity was Softly, Softly from the Equals, and it's a letter written in from Dave Husson. Dave lives in Knaresborough in North Yorkshire. And can I just again thank you for the texts and emails and letters, of course, that I get from all over the globe. I mean, we get stuff in from Australia, and we get stuff in from the States, we get stuff in from mainland Europe, and it's great to know that you're listening to this programme on a Saturday night. It really gives me a buzz, because if you said to me, what's the spirituality of Sweeney Saturday night, I always imagine I'm in sort of like a shack on the side of the highway in America, you know, playing rock and roll records in the 60s, which in a way, of course, is very, very silly, but I am quite a silly person. But I do love your appreciation, and you point that out in all your communications. Please feel free to choose the rarity, this week's rarity, Softly Softly from the Equals. As Dave points out, made number 48 on the charts in November of 1968. And before that, our rock chicks this week were the wonderful Shangri-Las and the absolutely excellent Give Him a Great Big Kiss. If you want to communicate with me, remember, anything you want to hear, it's you can either text me to 80038. We can't do anything on the night, but we will do so. And don't worry if you text me and we don't do stuff immediately. We will get your request into the programme, 80038. If you're texting, if you email capitalgold.com/Mike Sweeney or capitalgold.com/60s classics. And of course, feel free to write to me with Capital Gold at Leicester Square in London. It's really cool to hear from you. In the meantime, of course, though, we need to muse on musically. Need to move on as well as musing on with 1969 as the next year that we're going to visit, and two great dance classics from Inez and Charlie Fox. But first of all, this from Johnny Nash.
PureCheckDownloads.com.